Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Star Keepers, an Elevation Church Kids podcast. Make sure to check out the show notes because we've got some questions for your family to answer together related to the topic of today's episode. See you on the other side. Previously on Adventures of the Star Keepers.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's coming from inside Arena.
Oh, great. It's probably something they're getting ready for the gauntlet tomorrow.
Maybe, but I've never heard anything like that.
Oh, what does it hear sound like that before?
Okay, Fwiz. You're scaring me a little bit. You look really afraid.
Hope me wrong. When you look around corner into Arena to see, be careful. Be quiet. Okay?
You got it.
When you look on three. One, two, three!
Please tell me that thing eats plants.
Oh no. This is bad. It's a super tooth!
Oh, I am so out of here!
Oh my gosh, that thing was huge!
I've seen a lot of scary stuff since we started hunting portal stars, but nothing like that. What are we supposed to do against that thing? It could eat King Babo and then use me as a toothpick.
I don't know. Maybe we don't have time to fight it, but get past it.
Oh, good. Getting past it shouldn't be a problem at all.
It won't do us any good to stand here talking about it all night. We need to get some sleep. I'll see you both in the morning.
Okay. You're right. Good night, Riverdex.
Excuse me? Sleep? After seeing that? Oh yeah, sure. No problem. I'll just drift right off to La La Land and sleep like a baby. Yep, gonna be so restful. I totally won't wake up screaming from the nightmare. Nope, not at all.
Wow, Dex, you look exhausted.
Could be because I got like 2 hours of sleep. And for those 2 hours, I dreamed I was running from giant beetles that were trying to eat me. So, yeah, not the best night.
Me no sleep good either. Worry about Super Tooth.
I guess that makes three of us. I don't want any breakfast either. We should just go to the arena.
Ah, finally.
Oh, sorry, Dex. I didn't realize you had already ordered breakfast for us.
I didn't. Oh, did you and Fwiz want to order something?
Wait. Are you for real? All this food can't be just for you.
Oh, River. It's like you don't even know me at all. Say hello to the Gunga Grill platter. No bugs in it. I double-checked. They said it feeds 4 people. But oh man, am I about to prove them wrong.
Dex, joking, yes? You not eat all that.
Come on, Fwiz. Let's go to the arena and wait for Dex there. You don't want to see what's about to happen here. Trust me.
Oh, my stomach.
I don't even want to hear it. You didn't have to eat all that food.
You're right. But it was worth it.
Shh. Here come King Babo.
Welcome to final game. It's time for Gunga Gauntlet! Gauntlet is simple. Teams start here and must go to end of gauntlet across arena. You see wall at other side of arena? On other side of wall, King's crown waits. But beware, crown is guarded.
Gee, I wonder what could possibly be guarding the crown.
First team to touch crown wins Ganga Games!
So, it looks like it's basically an obstacle course. We have to get through all these obstacles, make it to the other side of that wall, then touch the crown.
Pretty sure you left out a very important part about not getting eaten by the super tooth.
Well, yeah, that too.
Teams, get ready! On mark, get set!
Look a looker, River Dex. First obstacle is sky ladder across that pit.
You mean those monkey bars?
With no sea monkeys.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Dex?
Never mind. Come on.
Oh, whiz! I'm gonna win! You better hurry if we don't want all the tree runners kicked out.
Ignore him. We can do this.
There's the next obstacle. Looks like we have to climb a rope and ring the bell.
Wait, keeping up with other teams! River Wright, we can win!
Man, I thought my mom was kidding when she said not to swim right after eating. My stomach. Oh.
We're almost to the end, Dex. I think this is the last obstacle. The wall's just ahead.
Oh! Snark, just go other side of wall! We catch him! Come on!
Not only that, but Prince Timbo and the Longtails aren't far behind us. There's the Servitooth and Snark and the Hard Claws.
Hey, look over there, you big lizard. See that nice, tasty tree runner? Go eat her!
Uh-oh. Looks like the Servitooth really doesn't like Snark.
No, not me! Go get them! Leave me alone! Ah, help!
Oh my gosh, it's gonna eat Snark!
Hello, Servitooth! You come get Fizz! You no one eat Snark! He tastes bad, ugh! River Dex, you go get Snark and his team. Me distract Supertooth. You help Hard Claws, then grab Crown, okay?
How are we supposed to help the Hard Claws? They all fainted.
We'll drag them to safety, then get the Crown. Come on!
Yes! Fizz looks tasty!
Oh, man. Snark's heavy.
No kidding. This guy's pretty heavy, too. But we've got to hurry. Let's get them over here next to the wall. Then we'll go back. I'll get the last hard claw, and you get the crown.
Okay.
Gotta hurry or Prince Timbo will beat us to the crown!
No, he won't. We helped Fizz get this far, and... Oh my gosh! Fizz!
The Servitooth! It's got her! Hang on, Fizz, we're coming!
Lunatics! You stay back! Leave Fizz! Go get crown! Make sure no leader is... good!
No way. Hey, you! Overgrown gecko! You pulled my friend down!
Dex, I hope you have some kind of plan.
I'm warning you! Put her down! Now!
Dex, it's ignoring you!
That's it.
Did you just bite the super tooth on the toe?
Dex! You do it! Me free!
Come on, you two. Let's grab the crown. Hurry before...
Ganga Gauntlet over! Prince Timbo and Longtails win!
Woo!
You were so close.
Huh. Yes. But at least Prince Timblewin, he keeps Snark from becoming king. And you saved Foy's life. Thank you, Dex.
You're welcome, Fliz. You would have done the same for us.
That was pretty amazing, Dex. Looks like all that eating has given you a super strong bite. You really scared that super tooth. I still can't believe it ran away.
And you know, it wasn't half bad. Give me some barbecue sauce and I think super tooth toast could be pretty tasty.
Okay, that's just gross.
Gunga Games now over! All teams do well. Hot Claws reach end of gauntlet first, but come in third place.
And we would have won too, but someone obviously trained that super tooth to attack me. Ow! Hey!
Looks like they've had enough of Snark. Oh, some of those tomatoes they're throwing are rotten.
Ow!
Oh, wow. That was a great shot. Got him right in the nose. Fliz, where are you going?
She's getting in front of Snark.
Leave Snark alone!
Get out of the way! He deserves it!
No! It no matter what Snark do, it not right treat him this way. You stop! All you stop!
Understand? Why, Fliz? Why would you stand up for me? You should hate me for the way I've treated you.
Fliz, no hate, Snark. Yes, Snark has been mean. Snark has been enemy to tree runners. But Fliz not hate enemies. Hate only make things worse.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, Fliz.
It's okay, Snark. Fliz, forgive you.
Quiz and Tree Runner team do very good. Play with honor. Show great respect. Tree Runner team finish second place.
Well, Quiz, we didn't win, but I'm glad we tried.
Quiz, glad too. And glad Riverdex joined team.
Definitely. I'm just hoping Prince Timbo might be willing to give us the portal star. We'll need to talk to him after the ceremony.
Now, for winning team, Longtails, come forward. Tribe Nation, you welcome new king, King Timbo!
Guess it's over. What's next for you, Fliz?
Fliz and friends go back to Tree Runner Tribe. Everything be okay here with Timbo as king.
Fliz, wait!
Prince, I mean, King Timbo.
Oh, yes, King Timbo. How Fliz help you?
I've watched you during the Gunga Games. You played with great honor. You influenced everyone around you to do the right thing. And you've shown respect. Even to Snark, who treated you badly. Fliz, I want you to stay here. I want you to be my advisor and work with me to make our nation better.
Whoa.
Huh. Fliz, not know what to say.
You'd make a great advisor, Fliz.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay then. King Timbo may be your advisor, but ask one favor.
Of course, just name it.
You give stone and crown to Fliz's friends, River Dex? Tree Runner Tribe find you better, shinier stone to put in crown.
Hmm, it's a deal. Here you go, River.
Thank you, King Timbo.
Hey, River. Remember when you got mad at me because I didn't notice my bracelet had lights in it? Well, now there's a bunch of them glowing.
I've never seen that before. And the stone in the middle is flashing. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. There are 10 lights around the stone! Dex. Dex, that means all the portal stars have been saved! Lex and Brooks must have found theirs too!
Yes!
Wait, so what do we do now?
I'm not sure, but that big flashing jewel almost looks like it's meant to be pressed down. Try it.
Okay. Please don't explode.
Whoa! Now that is a portal.
Ooh! It's pretty!
Wiz, we have to go now. I hope we see you again. You're going to be a great advisor.
Yeah, Wiz. Thanks for everything. I'm really glad we met you.
Oh. Bye-bye, River Dex. Me sure we meet again.
All right. Let's do this. Ready, Dex?
You know it. See you on the other side.
Much for getting better at these landings.
Are you kidding me? That doesn't count.
That was not a normal portal. It felt like we were zooming through space at a million miles an hour. Who are you?
River. Oh, finally. I found you.
I didn't know you were looking for me, sir.
River. River, he looks just like you. Is that your brother?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. Don't forget to take a look at the show notes for questions for your family to answer together. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers.